Let's talk now to a man who has twice in the last 2 years climbed the steps at Wembley to lift a trophy with Tranmere. It's former Rovers captain Steve McNulty. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Matt.
Great to have you in. Obviously, you have left Tranmere this summer, unfortunately, but I wanted to reflect on the 3.5 years you've had there, and you must be really proud of what you did achieve.
Yeah, obviously the last 3.5 years, we've had some good achievements. First season weren't too good. Obviously coming, once they got promoted, didn't happen, but last 3 years have been good. Obviously we made the playoffs the second year and we got beaten in the final, which is disappointing, but the last 2 years have been very good.
How did those two promotions compare to each other? Because I think one was so important for the club and one was maybe less expected. Does that make sense?
Yeah, obviously we were all bought to the club to get them out the conference, and it was tough, but we managed to do that. But I think there was expectations there on the group of players and the manager to get the club out of the conference. And I think last year, the last season just gone, I think it was unexpected. You look just before Christmas or just after, I think we were sitting 12th, 10 or 12 points outside the playoffs, and I think everyone had wrote us off. But as I say, I think the last one was unexpected.
Had you given up?
I went in the team, so probably, yeah. No. Do you know what? It's tough. You look at it, but you can, unless it's mathematically not possible, then I don't think you can ever give up. You're speaking to people around the club and stuff like that. I think everyone would have been happy just to stay in the league. I think they'd spent that much time out of the football league, and I think they were just desperate to get back in. And I used to travel about with Sid, and he was saying he'd be happy to finish fifth from bottom. But more the season goes on, the more expectations go up. And as I say, I think it was a bit more unexpected, but it was great at the same time.
And you, as you mentioned, you have been out of the team, but then you come back in at Wembley and play such a key role coming off the bench in helping get that win.
Yeah, do you know what? It was tough after Christmas. You just, you speak to people and that, and then, it's hard. And I was the club captain and stuff like that, but you don't really feel part of it, and, you find yourself being a bit of a party pooper. But, it was a tough 3 or 4 months for me. Times when I was, contemplating, stopping playing and stuff like that, it got that bad, because throughout my career I'd never been in that situation before. And don't get me wrong, the lads that were playing in front of me, they were doing really well and the team were flying at the time. There's no point in me going to knock on a manager's door, because the team were doing really well. But I was just glad to come on at Wembley and help the team get the results.
As you say, so you hadn't had a situation like that before in your career, so how did you try and deal with it?
I didn't do it really well for the first month, 6 weeks maybe. I was just moping around. I just couldn't get my head around it. It was really tough at the time. And then, speaking to my missus at the time and other family members and stuff, and they sort of helped me get my head around it. And once I got my head around it, I was fine. I knuckled down a little bit, and then I was just training as I should have been. Each and every day, and then hoping that an opportunity would come. And I didn't come until Wembley.
What was Mickey saying to you during that time then, and what was he saying to you as you came off the bench at Wembley?
Do you know what? It's funny, because as a player, unless you're in the team, the manager doesn't really need to speak to you. So I didn't really have many conversations with him, being honest with you. But coming out Wembley, he just told me to go on and organise the back three. We're going to a back three. He wanted to match them up and stuff like that. But I think he was pointing to the bench at one point, and then I didn't realise he was pointing to me. I was like, what's going on here? But he obviously trusted me. He sent me on at such a critical time in the game. So, it's all done and dusted now.
Absolutely. It's Radio City Talk. We've got Steve McNulty in the studio with me this afternoon. You look back on what you've achieved in your career. Serial promotion winner.
Yeah, people keep saying that to me, but I don't think, I don't look at it like that. Each club I've been at, I've obviously, gone on and got promotions with them all, and I've been lucky enough to play in good teams with really good players. Obviously I've played a part in that, but I can't take all the credit myself. But I think it'll be easier to look back on them, when you do actually finish playing, and you can sit back then and look at what you've achieved. But at the minute, I've left Tranmere, another door opens, I go on, and as I said, I'll sit down when I finish playing and look at my achievements then.
The experience that you have had from winning those promotions, though, and you've talked about at every club, so there was Luton, there was Fleetwood, there was a couple at Tranmere as well. Did you have one at Barrow as well?
Yeah, we had one at Barrow, yeah.
So everywhere you've been, you've done something, and you can carry that experience forward now into York.
Yeah, you know, it's everywhere you've been, you know, with different clubs have different ambitions, you know, and I've been lucky enough to play for my last three clubs. I've had these ambitions to, you know, obviously Tranmere to get out the conference, Luton were the same, you know, big league clubs, and then Fleetwood were starting from scratch and wanted to go through the leagues, and, you know, we managed to do that with them as well. So, you know, you do take your experience in, you know, you obviously know that, you know, you've got the experience to go on and help these teams get promoted. But as I said before, you know, it's not just me. You know, in the past I've been lucky enough to play with really good players, you know, and in good teams. So, you know, I have got the experience and stuff like that. But, you know, I can't go to York and get them promoted on my own. I'm going to need, you know, good players around me, you know, and a good team.
It's remarkable as well, because your career could have gone a completely different direction once you left Liverpool, where you were at as a youngster.
Yeah, it did. You know, I stopped playing for a while. I was driving a van delivering furniture, and it was a friend of mine, Owen Brown, phoned me up one day and asked me to go to play for Bearscott. His mate Mike Marsh was manager at the time, and I didn't even own a pair of football boots at the time, so he had to buy me a pair of football boots. And I went up, and no, they were in the Uni Bond at the time, and I went up and I'd fell out of love with the game, and I went up and played a few games, and then, you know, fell back in love with the game, and I've just gone on from there. You know, went through the leagues, Uni Bond, and then from there I went to Vauxhall. Owen Brown was the manager there, and then to Barrow, and then so on and so on.
That's football, isn't it? It can just take one person to take a chance on you or make that phone call sometimes.
Yeah, that's all you need. You know, as I say, you know, I was probably done with football at the time. I was just happy, you know, pottering around, you know, doing just living a normal life. And as you say, one phone call, you know, it changes everything.
Who are you with at Liverpool?
John Welsh was in my age group. Year above was Neil Mellor. And then the year above that was Stephen Warnock and people like that. So no one out of our age group really went on and broke through. You know, John played a few games at Liverpool, but he went on and had a good career after that.
But speaking to you beforehand, I know that having left Liverpool, as you mentioned, everyone looks at you now as a professional footballer, a serial promotion winner, as I've mentioned, but it was a while before you did make it as a pro as such, become a pro.
Yeah, I obviously left Liverpool when I was 20, 21, and then probably went until I was back 25, 26 that I did sign professional again with Fleetwood. So it might have even been a bit later than that, you know, 27, 28. But, yeah, you know, I've done my rounds, you know, non-league football, playing part-time and stuff like that. So I think I've been there and seen it all.
How pleased are you to be carrying it on this year with York then?
Yeah, you know, it was tough because, as I said, when I went in the team, you know, I was actually thinking about, you know, packing in and retiring. But you know, obviously I've spoke to people around me and people like that, and, you know, people are saying to me, you know, I've still got too much to offer to retire, and probably lost a bit of love for the game. But, you know, after training properly enough for the back end of the season, you know, I got the love back, and, you know, I obviously think myself that, you know, I've got too much to offer, you know, to pack in and retire. You know, people were talking about me retiring and stuff like that, which was nonsense. You know, you get all these whispers and stuff like that, but, you know, I still think I've got 2 or 3 years left in me, you know, playing, and, you know, I think myself, I'll know when it's time to retire myself, but, you know, I've got no, you know, I'm not going to start retiring, aren't I?
It's Radio City Talk. I've got Steve McNulty in the studio. Let's just talk a little bit more about Tranmere then, and were you expecting the conversation from Mickey Mellon when he did come and say, we're not going to be offering you a new deal?
Yeah, no, you know, we spoke about a few other things before the season has ended, which, you know, didn't materialise and stuff like that, but yeah, you could say he was half expecting it, yeah. Obviously we've been there and done well and stuff like that, but probably, yeah, I was expecting it, yeah.
What was it like, though, bowing out by climbing the steps at Wembley to lift the trophy alongside your great mate Scott Davis?
Yeah, it was obviously good, you know, and that was the thing people were saying to me, you know, go out on that, you know, go out on that note, you know, and retire and stuff like that. But, you know, I didn't want to, and I'm not going to, you know. So, you know, it's great walking up the steps and lifting the cup, you know. But, you know, at the end of the day, we were all bought to that club for a reason, and to do your job, and our job was helping them get promoted back up the leagues, and, you know, that's what we've done. And as I said before, you know, I don't think it's until you finish playing that you can sit down and actually look back and, you know, actually see what they do mean to you.
How much has Tranmere changed as a club since you did arrive under Gary Brabin?
Do you know what? It hasn't changed an awful lot. You know, on the football field, you know, obviously things are changing behind the scenes, which we don't get involved with. You know, obviously they've had a new training ground and stuff like that. But, you know, just last season and the season we won the conference, it was probably still a bulk of Gary Brabham's players that did get promoted. And last season there was still, you know, a number of players there that he did bring to the club as well. So, you know, not a lot's changed. Obviously, managers change and, you know, Mickey come in and, you know, he probably had a different way of playing than Brab's played and stuff like that. And, you know, he was able to build a good rapport with the fans, which Brab's weren't. So, and the fans give Mickey the backing. So, you know, not a lot's changed. You know, people want to complicate football, but, you know, it's not a complicated game. And, you know, at the end of the day, you just have to go out and win a game.
I remember having a conversation about him last year, actually, talking about when you signed for the club and you came in. I think the first game that you saw was a 2-0 win over Forest Green, and you basically turned around to him and said, "Why on earth have you signed me?"
Yeah, you know, it was funny. You know, I was at Luton and I was obviously looking to come back home, you know, for personal reasons. I obviously spoke to him in the summer before I come back and about coming home and signing, and it just didn't happen. So when he phoned, it was a no-brainer for me. I needed to get home, as I said, for personal reasons and stuff like that. So, but yeah, watched him win 2-0 at Forest Green, and you do think, you know, are you ever going to get in the team and stuff like that? But, you know, he'd obviously brought me to the club to play and started the next game.
It's funny how things work. I think that was the first meeting between those two clubs, and there have been several very important ones since.
Yeah, there has, yeah. Obviously the one that springs to mind is the playoff final defeat, isn't it? Tough one to take. And then when we drew them this season in the playoffs again, I was thinking to myself, oh no, because, you know, it's funny, you don't really have a bogey team, but you do start looking back the amount of times you played them and stuff like that, because we played them not long before the season finished and at home, and it was a tough game. So I think they beat us 1-0, didn't they? So you know we got set up properly and we were going into the game confident, and, you know, we got revenge.
Certainly did. I haven't got the exact figure in front of me, but 3.5 years at Tranmere, around 150 appearances. Is there any game that sticks out the most?
Probably the player final defeat to Forest Green. Yeah, it's obviously a hard one to swallow and stuff like that, and probably me worst day in my whole football career, so that one sticks to mind, probably for the wrong reasons, but no, that's the one that sticks out.
But 12 months later, you got the job done.
We did, yeah. Obviously, that's, you know, a different story, and I think it was unexpected. So, you know, it was a really good day. I had everyone there that I wanted to be there, and, you know, I had the honour to go up and lift the cup.
What's it like lifting a trophy at Wembley?
Don't know. It's you know, you get a buzz, don't you? Adrenaline, stuff like that. I suppose you just got used to it, didn't I? So.
just finally as well, so obviously you've said you want to carry on playing for 2 or 3 years. Plan to go into management after as well?
Yeah, you know, obviously I'd spoke to Mickey about doing stuff for Tranmere, and obviously that didn't materialise, and I was looking to go part time this season and start my coaching, but that obviously didn't happen. But that's what I want to do when I finish playing in a couple of years. Yeah, I want to coach and, you know, go into management.
I'm sure plenty of people can see you in the dugout in the future, maybe at Prenton Park one day as well, Steve. So thank you for your time. Best of luck next season at York, and I'm sure we'll catch up soon as well.
Thanks very much, Matt.